Well, here we are at the Oberon Parade, well, one of the stops at it. And although I actually don't like Oberon, I'm here at Bill's Beer Garden, standing by a fire and having a drink. Maybe I'll run into some people I know. So we stand here in the below freezing sunshine by a fire bucket, trying to keep warm and enjoy the beer. Let's see if I can run into some people I know. That makes coming to a place like this so much more fun. There's conversations everywhere, and you can't just come here and not meet people you know. There was a parade for Oberon, which is a well-loved by many beer from Bell's Brewery, based out of Kalamazoo. And about 10 places around town. Today's the first day they're able to serve it, because it's the first day that it's been available. And there's people all dressed up, going from place to place, having an Oberon at each place. Some of them have been doing it since maybe 11 this morning, 12 noon. All dressed up, decked out, just having a world of a time. I kind of feel like I'm out of the loop. I'm back home now. The Oberon Parade has continued on without me. That was the whistle you heard in the background a few seconds ago was summoning many of the people partaking into getting ready to move on to the next place, the next stop along the parade route. And I have to give props to the marketing people at Bell's Brewery, and I believe there's at least one other company involved in this that set this sort of thing up. I think it's a great idea. It gets people to create a little community, those people that really enjoy Oberon beer, to go out and have a good time with each other. And community building is important. But I can't help but feel a little sorry for myself because I'm not part of that community. And I see it going on. And I know I'm on the periphery. I didn't realize there was such a big deal going on. I knew that Bill's Beer Garden was opening special today because of Oberon Beer, but it didn't even occur to me that there was going to be numerous stops where people could get together and have a drink. And it's not even so much about having the drink that I feel a little sorry for myself about. It's the fact that I'm not part of the community and that I'm not part of enough communities. I'm so peripherally involved in many things, but not really part of them. But that's just the way it is, I guess, at least for now. Can't beat the weather today, even though it was below freezing. The sun, when it's out, really feels warm. And when you're at a place like Bill's Beer Garden, you have the fire pits to help warm you up. And that adds a lot of zest to this very early spring special event. So the people that are deeply embedded in the community of Oberon lovers get a special treat at Bill's Beer Garden before they move on somewhere else. It all just goes to show that building community and being part of communities, in my case, you know, is part of what makes life worth living. And I wish I was more into that. And I understand completely that it's my fault that I'm not. I have to work harder at that. So to all those people that are part of communities, hallelujah to you, way to go. And to the marketers that help create those communities, hallelujah, way to go. And maybe in the future I'll do a better job of joining those communities myself. Enjoy your Oberon beer, everybody. Today is a special day. It's actually a very fine third, fourth day of spring.